is WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, New York, welcoming you, the listeners, to our new community radio station. I invite you to listen to our Haitian Creole program, Lile Litan, every Sunday afternoon from 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. with your host, Pauline Murphy, and Gregory Sanon, known as Azuke Legba, two native Creole speakers who will bring you Haitian news, local happening, cultural music, and more. Restez branchés.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Harrington's, a local family-owned building supply company serving residential home builders, remodeling specialists, and homeowners since 1906, offering replacement windows, siding, and roofing materials. 800-453-1311 and at harringtons.com.
Good morning, Hudson, and good morning, Columbia and Greene counties. This is your host, Kieran Riley, stepping in, filling in on Tell It Like It Is, the Thursday show where we cover a range of hot issues and really try to get to the bottom of them. Christina Malisoff, unfortunately, could not be here today, so I will be taking the helm. And I have a very special guest and friend in the room. Mr. Chris Newman.
Hello.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for coming in today. He's got a couple of songs, most likely. I'm assuming he's got a couple songs because he's holding a guitar right now. So I'm making an educated guess. And we may even also be discussing some other issues beyond music. But I definitely want to cover some of the issues surrounding this this wonderful festival coming up. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of music descending on Hudson, in addition to the music that's already here in Hudson. And we're going to basically be talking a little bit about that. And we'll see whatever else comes up. And you're always welcome to give us a phone call here on Tell It Like It Is.
Please.
Phone number is 518-828-0290. And we are always accepting donations. We are doing an informal sort of pledge drive this week, or maybe it's formal. It's a formal pledge drive. So, we are a community radio station here at WGXC 90.7, and we completely depend on the community support to keep it going. We're all volunteers for the most part here. And if you like what you're hearing and you like what we've been doing so far, just give us a buzz, or you can go online and do the do at WGXC.org. So, Chris, let's just jump right on in here.
All right, Kieran.
How you doing?
Doing great.
You've been lifting heavy rocks this morning?
Yeah, I was chiseling bumps off of antique bluestone and getting ready to set a big step.
Chiseling bumps.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, bumps and bumps.
Now here you are in the studio with the headphones on, and let's just talk a little bit about the Music Fest coming up, maybe, if we can just highlight a few things. There's a costume parade. That's not music, but the costume parade sounds really fun.
That does, yeah.
In the afternoon on Saturday, and marching down, I think, to the waterfront. So, you think you might be playing this weekend, or you're not sure yet?
I'm not sure. I think I'm just playing on the radio station. Being that I'm a Luddite, I totally had no idea this thing was happening because it was all over the computer, and somehow my band didn't find out either. But that's cool. But I think I'm just going to play today, and maybe this evening at 5:30, I'm going to do some songs on Antoine's show.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, you know, you get left out with the Pony Express, you know, when you don't use the computer.
Yeah. I admit I'm in that same boat, even though Well, I heard it on the radio because I'm keeping this thing on nonstop at work. But yeah, the computer is definitely a tool that it seems like the majority of people are using right now.
That's right.
I think we got to wake up to that fact, Newman.
I know. It's real tough when you're holdout and you're like, should I give up now? I don't know. You know. Now, the funny thing, the thing that always gets me about that is it's good. There's many positives and to new technologies we develop, and for every positive, there's also negatives. And the thing that always just really gets me so much is that we're using so much energy, more energy than ever. And that just always, I really, like, that irks me. It makes it hard. Like, I look at my library and my books, and I have all this information, and that information is going to stick around if I keep it dry for 300, 400 years. And that one-time harvest and the cost of making that and the pollution is once. And I just, sometimes it's hard for me with the computer electronic technology using all the petroleum to run them that I just, it gets me frustrated, and I dig in my heels, and I'm just like, you know what, I'm just going to have my books and make some phone calls, and I don't need to be in touch with everybody. But then you see what happens.
You wonder where the heck, when did this music fest get planned?
Yeah, when did this thing happen?
And the funny part about it is that it's two friends of ours that are predominantly organizing.
That's
it.
Right. I know, I was like scratching my head.
Oh, boy. Well, good. We're kind of informally doing a focus on local music this week here on WGXC. And we really, local music being, you know, really wanting to recognize and support the musicians in our immediate community. And I actually wanted to ask you, maybe we can just remind listeners a little bit about some of the history of music in the area. Maybe we could just touch upon, for example, Helsinki. A lot of people, I don't think, realize that Helsinki used to be in Great Barrington, and that was, it was a hot spot.
Oh, my God.
It was small. It was tiny. It was a more smaller group of people, friends and people we knew. And what they're doing in Hudson is just so great, so phenomenal. I'm pretty darn excited about it. But let's also remember where the roots were there. And
that's right.
I don't know if you want to just mention how long you've been playing. And
I've been playing up in this area for around 10 years, at least. And Helsinki was such a nice place, and I love it here in town. And then in Great Barrington, it was a little hole in the wall, even more eclectically designed than the one now. This one's beautiful and so ornate. And that one was more like crazier and funkier.
More like a den.
And like a den, yeah. And it was dark and neat and weird furniture and... You know, like, that was a really fun scene. I saw Ramblin' Jack Elliott there in a crowd of, tiny crowd, famous guy. Saw some great acts in such a small room, and that's...
Yeah, to me, I remember when Burning Spear came through.
That's
right. I
was like,
what? Burning Spear is coming through Great Barrington?
Yeah, right in this club. Go-Go Bordella played there.
Oh, Go-Go
Bordella.
And
that tiny bar, and the ladies were running on top of the bar. And
oh, man.
It was amazing.
Things were breaking. It was mayhem.
Yeah, but that's been nice. And then the really nice thing with Helsinki is that Mark and Deb and Peter has been on the soundboard forever there. They just have such a passion for music, and also they understand that it's music is a revolutionary force. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful force, and people really get behind music. And even if it's just to bring people together en masse, you're doing something pretty awesome for social, just for our social content together. And so all these years, you know, they've done many neat awareness raising gigs and just like making sure that there was a really quality place for people to be together and experience real live music and not the canned popular music.
And I remember seeing so many different folks over there back in the day. Now seeing them over here, they're coming across in Hudson also, maybe as much of the Great Barrington folks, but there really was quite a scene. I just want to throw that out there. I think it's good for people to hear that, you know, we've had pretty good thriving music scene here, and now it's blowing up now, of course. But I think that it's, you know, we were talking the other day, you raised some really interesting points, I thought, about the confluence of local culture and more established local, whether it's arts and music, or this actually goes into different areas of life as well, and then that being dramatically changed in a short period of time from folks from the city, for example. really coming up in masses and changing it rapidly. Hudson is changing. So
yeah, and there's a, you know, it's hard. It's an unstoppable tide. Human beings do and create and move and remake and it's such a complicated issue right around the board. And yeah, it'll go from the dairy buyout in the 80s, where all the local farmers, lots of them sold their farms and created maybe this real estate boom. You just go across the board to mm-hmm. Hudson and gentrification of the lower class people getting pushed out of neighborhoods and these beautiful old houses. And people, of course, want them and think, oh, it's affordable and what a cool town. And so you can't just point a finger and say, oh, this is the bad thing. But I thought, you know, you and I talked earlier this week and with Sarah about the article in the New York Times.
Oh, which I still have not read. I can't believe we're sitting here talking about it, and I didn't get the article.
Well, Kieran, luckily...
So let's recap.
Luckily, with your Irish gift of the gab, I'm sure you're just going to tear in there just perfectly.
I'll tear right in, and I'll say, okay, so this article entitled Williamsburg on the Hudson seemed to ruffle a little feathers here on the local front, because why?
Well, you know...
What's Williamsburg on the Hudson?
Yeah,
what's that
that's
all
what
about?
I was wondering. I really, okay, honestly... And not trying to be too divisive,
right?
At all. And these are great conversations to be
right.
had, and often the animosity that arises out of them, or the lack of conversation, and the bulldozing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I just read that, and I just kind of thought, man. As I read it, I was like, well, I don't know. I was like, you know, Camp Hill has been in this area. All the neat local farmers who have still stuck around. Hawthorne Valley has done a tremendous amount for the cultural scene. TSL has been in town. Helsinki's been here. All the neat artists, all the really cool antiques dealers who've made a thriving economy in town, though many people have kind of guffawed them, but they actually have really made a scene that's known around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I just read that article, and I thought that it was written by somebody's friend, because mm-hmm. it was like, you know, this is cool that you're mentioning these people, but they're just stepping into something that a lot of people have been making for a long time, and to look to say, oh, the pioneers and the new awesomeness is just, I don't know. I thought that was really one-sided and not intentionally at all, but really didn't give any respect to all the people who have come before to make what they people are stepping into now
mm-hmm.
happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Really tough question. I mean, really tough questions. It gets personal in a
Real
lot
quick,
of ways. I
yeah.
mean, for example, I love to see the restoration of buildings. I'm
yep.
actually working on a restoration right now on Union Street. It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, I've worked on that one with
You've
you.
You've been
working
on
Because being a stonemason, I do restoration too. I love doing restoration.
Beehive bread oven out of brick.
Let me crazy.
I mean, come on. That's exciting stuff. And, you know, it's work, it's beautification, it's really wonderful things happening and, you know, providing people work that, you know, that work may not have been there if it wasn't for folks consciously making an effort to change things. So it's like, on the one hand, there's so many positive aspects, but on the other hand, there's the poverty issue in Hudson, which has been here since the Depression.
Yeah.
Hudson never bounced back from the Depression until recently. It's just starting now, and... So what? How do you address the issues of poverty, for example, and rising rents? I've actually heard a couple of comments from friends of mine that have had to move because of you know, the rents going up, even in Hudson. You know, people have different incomes, and the lower income ones, it's like, well, they're going up, and not only that, they're becoming harder and harder to find. So these are questions we need. Like you said, Bob. We need to have the conversation.
That's
and this
right.
is one reason I love this radio station.
Me too.
For providing a platform for people to actually have this conversation and discuss the issues, because, you know, we can't go on ignoring certain difficult aspects about what's happening out
That's
there.
That's right. And, you know, and Kieran, I think one of the things that makes that conversation difficult also has not so much to do with us individuals, but... America's flailing, cutthroat, desperate attempts at little bursts in economy. And so we all kind of eat each other. You know, like the farmers did the dairy buyout, then everyone bought their land and had their nice houses. And we're just, it's a cruel system we're in. Our system's not set up and like looking out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's doing their best to keep their feet moving and mm-hmm. keep above water. But mm-hmm. I think that the very economic system in America is pretty broken. Yeah. And so everyone's just doing their best, and solutions are short-sighted at the best.
Yeah. And, you know, this, you know, about the farmers, you know, that's another personal note for me. I've been doing a lot of research and some interviews with local farmers. And at the same time, I have a lot of really close friends and even some people involved here at the radio station who are, you know, from the city, bought a place up here or whatever.
Yep, me too.
And it's really exciting, but there's this real conflict. There's a conflict. It's a cultural gap. There's an animosity towards the newcomers for a variety of reasons, whether it's weekenders saying, please don't plow on Saturdays and Sundays. Please don't spread manure when we're here. Yeah. You know, just, no, you'd be surprised.
Oh, no, I mean, we
know a couple farmers who complain about that all the time from the neighbor. I think you know someone who had to try to run interference on one of those.
Yeah.
You know, try to mediate that one. Good luck. But, you know, farmers are stubborn. They tend to be. And especially when it comes to, you know, someone telling them when to spread their manure.
Yeah.
Well, that's just one small little example of how there can be an antagonism. But I'm really excited about the potential and possibility of this whole confluence of cultures and whatnot in Columbia and Greene counties and Hudson City being a positive thing.
I mean, too, Karen.
I'm an optimist, and I'm holding out.
I'm being trying. Yeah. Hey, you know, I was saying on that positive front that the thing that's so amazing about our county is that, to put it in one way, it has only suffered a slight amount of attack from the corporate sector.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a pretty independent, strong scene. If you go down to Pennsylvania, if you go down to a more developed area, mm-hmm. you'll see all the businesses, almost are all big, or a huge amount are big business. They're ugly looking. The stores, the way they build them, the size, the scale, the area, mm-hmm. What they take over. And in our county, it is very undeveloped in that way. That we're still pretty fiercely independent and not overdeveloped, which is unbelievably
fantastic.
Right,
they really have kind of kept it on Fairview Ave.
Yeah. It's
the land of Scareview Ave and the land of Ollie World.
There used to be some fantastic farmland.
Oh, there still is. It's just all underneath the wall. It's interesting that it's all been concentrated in Fairview, and let's hope that that's more of a conscious effort on the part of the powers that be to kind of keep it. Let's hope.
Yeah.
I'm an optimist, by the way.
Yeah, I forgot. I mean, yes.
You know, it's been impressive that we've been able to retain a lot of the farmland. I mean, it is still disappearing, but I feel like. Like you said, the big box development has been contained in Columbia. If you do a comparative study of,
and we got lucky with the economy going south in some ways, not really, but I'm sure it put a halt on a bunch of projects none of us really knew about very much. You know, big guys were looking in and saying, "Ooh, you know,
tax breaks."
Yeah, let's do a big development here. You know, so.
Wow, so the changing face of Hudson and Columbia and Greene counties. It's just a conversation that needs to continue.
I really think so.
You know, Sarah was mentioning actually earlier that this is also a conversation where a lot of people's voices need to be heard.
Yeah.
I also want to hear from some of the people who have, you know, third, fourth generation Hudson natives, people who have grown, born and raised here in Hudson. And, you know, you have two sides of the coin, even amongst those different communities, of what people think about what's happening. Some people are kind of bitter and grumpy. Some people are always bitter and grumpy. But, you know, there's definitely an interesting debate that could happen more. And so, anyway, thanks for coming to talk about this. I'd like to hear a little bit more about what you've been working on musically, and I was wondering if maybe you might want to crank one out if you got some songs there in the old,
Old
Kupfen.
Yeah, the Kupfen. Twist my arm. I've been working on a project. I joined a band with Kai Light, Ian Solomon, and Ray Longstar. They're in a band called Simple Machines.
Yep.
And we started playing last September, and we started just playing at the Philmont Pub. And we just do a mellow practice jam on Thursday nights, and we did that for a long time, and that was a lot of fun. And we had some favorable response, and it kind of helped us want to practice and not just play at the pub and get practicing and start gigging, and we were really enjoying it. So we just really have, hunkered down now and have, solidified on our mission. We've been really, tearing into the songs. We just played at the Brick House in Housatonic, which is a great little bar pub.
Formerly the Riverfront.
That's right.
Great
and
little spot.
Housatonic is awesome. It's mm-hmm. great. I really had a lot of fun at Assam. And I think also, and we also came up with a name change, and we are calling ourselves, it's a Roman expression, which means hurry slowly or enjoy yourself and do it well.
Uh-huh.
And so we're calling ourselves Festina Lente, which means hurry slowly. Yeah, and that's pretty fun. It's got some really cool old symbols for it from the Roman times.
Huh.
And so, like, one of them is a dolphin wrapped around an anchor. One of them is a rabbit in a snail shell.
Interesting.
One of them is a butterfly and a crab. And the last one is a turtle with wings, which
wow.
I've put on our T-shirt we've made with this flying turtle.
No diagrams of guys running with two bottles of whiskey or something?
Like, no.
Enjoy it? Just don't spell?
No, not yet.
Bad joke.
Good try. Well, but speaking of that, I'll take you on that. And I'll do a song I wrote this spring. My band's just slowly working on it. We don't have it down all the way yet. So I've been jonesing to play it. It's called Mojo's On, and I wrote it for a young friend of mine.
Mojo's On.
Little rooster in the farmyard, prancing all around, got an eye to the sky now. Hens are pecking at the ground. Saw the turkey in the cornfield. Hens are strutting like a float. Bodies all puffed out, yeah. Blue and red and purple, head and throat. Does are in the field feeding. Buck is lurking in the brush. Murderer crows screaming. All comes with such a rush. Body twitches full of need in. Oh, analyze the crush. Buck from the brush comes bleeding. Yield to wanderlust. Mojo's on. One foot before the next. A new dawn. Come to me, oh death. Nothing's next. Hair falls across the neck. A spring press. Yield to tenderness. Tenderness. Geese come down for a landing. Two ganders and a goose start cleaning and preening. Oh, someone's gotta lose. Clean those tail feathers. Some water through the hair. Get yourself together. Act nicely like you don't care. Herring in the river spawning, chased by the big striped bass. Do your job, little cousins. Don't think, just do it fast. Someone's on the shore fishing. Some people casting nets. Folks on the rocks dreaming. Don't wanna go get wet. Mojo's on. One foot before the next. A new dawn. Oh, come to me, oh death, nothing's next. Hair falls across the neck, a spring press. Yields tenderness. To tenderness. Little rooster in the farmyard, prancing all around.
Not too bad. Thank you, Chris Newman. I like that one. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
So that's a brand new one you were saying.
That's the one in the works.
Or the one in the works. Yeah,
one of the ones in the works.
Oh, man. I was just getting lost out around the pond right there in my mind underneath the willow tree and not thinking about work and watching geese.
That's hard in August. You all want to be a European semi-socialist state and have all of August off. Have it paid for.
Wow.
Yeah?
Is that what they do? Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. That old Europe.
Socialists everywhere.
Oh, my God. Oh, we could talk about socialists.
We could. Yeah, I mean, are you worried that that's the way America is heading down right now?
Yeah, you're super worried. No, but I have been humored. How we do our name calling in our country to divert people from having real conversations, fantastic, like the threat of socialism. Our police force across the country, you can consider that socialist. They're paid for by us, by the government. Same with the post office. Same with the paid fire companies. And actually, the biggest socialist institution in our country is the Army, and they're all paid for. And I'm not saying it's wrong. And those people, I think, enjoy the quality of life they get from that. And sometimes my suspicion, oh, and all the road workers, every town, and I'm not saying this meanly, I'm saying honestly, every town, those are state workers, and they're paid for by the state. And I think that we just, Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare too, thank you. And I think that we're not honest about the context, because the real conversation is that, and we see it happening in Britain right now with the running riots.
Yeah.
London burning.
London is burning.
We should have put that on the...
And we all live by the river.
London is burning, and I live by the river. Joe Strummer, little nice punk dig, like, well, I'll jump in the water.
Ooh, can you play that one?
That's, I know, I wish I could. But the thing is that what's happening around the world is this this shock doctrine approach, mm-hmm. to destroying and privatizing any social aspect of even Britain. Is happening in Britain. It's definitely happening in America, and it's led by the Republican governors across the across our country. And it's a real, and that you now we've seen it in this debate in Washington, where they tangled up the national debt debate so that we almost couldn't get it done and made it a fiasco, which it didn't have to be. And we got downgraded in our credit rating. That's all, in my opinion, this stonemason's opinion, that's on purpose, because they want to shock and awe things so that they can rip into the system when everything's fragile and change some things and take more of the public kitty and privatize, so these head honchos, these big CEO types, can rake in more of the money. And that's my tear on it. But
yeah,
I think it's, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of complicated stuff. We actually, last week, we had John Root Jr. in here to talk about his endeavor.
Yeah, I was listening.
Okay, you heard it. The Common Good Bank. I don't want to get too into it because we had it last week. It's on the archives. Go on to Tell It Like It Is. And John Root Jr., Christina was interviewing him with myself last week, and he just made some really good points. And I just loved his proactive approach to all this, because we've known this for a while. I've known it since college, kind of how the things work. If you ever listen to Noam Chomsky, for example, I love the guy.
Oh, God.
Major Debbie Downer. But
he speaks so well. Also.
He's so smart. So, yeah. You know, having said all that, having known a lot of what's going on, you know, a lot of it seems to come down to the money. And John Root Jr. is saying, we just need to get this bank going, issue our own currency, fund our own projects at no interest. You know, and basically having a bank that's decided through consensus decision-making processes, which can be complicated, but nevertheless, they do work. They've tried it already. And we can all decide what is the common good. What projects do we want to fund?
Right.
And if we have the bank to issue the money, then
you can
do it. Thought that was a really interesting approach with all this money fiasco stuff and the debt ceiling and this, that, the other. It does seem a little distracting in a way, that all this debt talk. It's all like, it's a lot of political theater. I think that was the best description I heard. About the political theater going on there. But let's keep tabs on what's going on. And I'm really interested in the local economy stuff. I'm so glad I'm doing this agriculture stuff. You know, Phil Grant, Wednesday mornings, 7:30 to 8 a.m. You know, my once-a-month show, too. I'm out there. I'm trying to interview more and more farmers. And it's just interesting to see how the local economy is developing. And in a sense, it's almost reverting to... You know, one thing we talk about, you know, with the school lunches, for example, they were probably 100 years ago, 100% local food.
I know, yeah.
You know, 75 years ago, it was probably 90% local food in the school lunches. Now, it's like zero. And now we're going back to that, the local food. So it's kind of sometimes, in a way, it's reinventing the wheel, but things are so much different now that it's not. It's also stakes are higher.
We might start getting conscious that it's a matter of supply and energy that we're using to ship products so much, and that also what happens when you destroy the local economy, not just food chain, but in many parts of a local economy that we used to have, is that things then have to be shipped overseas or shipped by freight across the country. And the thing I think our whole world's starting to catch up to really slowly is that we're making a great effect into the natural environment with all our use of energy. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if things are localized too, we would do a sufficient dent into our problem with this climate crisis. Just by trying to relocalize, you're going to cut down on a lot of shipping. And we could really change things in that way too. There's so many positive aspects if we could get out of this corporate stranglehold that mm-hmm. likes shipping and freight. They want to keep things in their big hubs and then move it around.
Yeah.
And a neat thing we were talking to a bunch of, I also have a passion of talking to older people that live in this county to find out, like, what they did, or, you know, were, you know, some of them I talked to were alive and there was, you know, not very many cars, and they talk about whether they liked horses better or cars, or, you know, there's a lot you can ask people just to take some interest in it, and you find out pretty quickly that things change quicker than we think.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, 100 yeah. years ago, the amount of sheep outnumbered the amount of people here.
Or even 20 years ago, one of the small sewing factories in Philmont was still open. And see, we just don't realize, like,
the button factory. Remember the button factory? That was still open when I moved here in Hudson, I think.
It's pretty amazing. So things, they happen quicker than I think I propose. You know, like, it just kind of happens, and life goes on, and before you know it, like, that's gone. Like, and we were talking about this before, like, how fun it would be to get your jeans made in Philmont by hydropower and be supporting people in Philmont and running that awesome old water system that used to power all those mills.
It's unbelievable. I just want to put a little... what do you call it, sort of a PSA for this book I'm reading. I was given by the woman we're working on her house. It's called Looking for Work by Peter Stott. And this is a comprehensive study and research of Columbia County. In particular, it's called, the subtitle is The Industrial Archaeology of Columbia County. And it goes in depth about all the industry and agriculture, because they're all tied together.
Sure.
You know, the wheat needed the industry of the mills, you know. And one thing that really inspired me is the extent to which wheat was grown here in Columbia County. A lot of wheat. All the tenant farms, all the farmers who had to pay the big landowners and landlords paid their rent in wheat, bushels of wheat. So, you know, the running theme is that you can't grow wheat in Columbia County. The climate's no good up here, blah, blah, blah. You can't make money off of it. But I see people, little by little, more and more, disproving that notion.
I think Chris Cashin raises a certain amount of wheat.
Miller's Crossing is flirting with the wheat stuff.
I think they do a little wheat.
I hope
wheat.
They don't give up on it. I'm sure it's not profitable, but hey. In my opinion, if you can do it and get away with it, go for it.
Hey, who's the, what's that, I was seeing locally ground grains for sale in the farm store, flour, and is that...
That must be Wild Oats Harvest Dow.
Oh, come on. Riley.
I'm the farmer
the
guy.
Hive?
The farm
the
guy. Wild Hive.
Wild Hive.
Thank you. Clinton Corners, New York, Wild Hive Farm. Yeah. These guys have been growing and milling their own flour for quite a bit now, and I've had it, and it's alive.
Yeah.
It's real stuff.
It's great, man. Anything you get that's closer to being made and not shipped around, it's always better, whether it's a vegetable or
some weird GMO unidentified gluten content that you don't even know what's going on in the lab before they plant it. So, yeah, let's keep this local. I said, there I go on the ag again.
Yeah, I'll be.
But you are our guest. This is Kieran Riley here on Tell It Like It Is, interviewing Chris Newman, local musician, artist, stonemason. And we're talking about local music. Part of the reason we have Chris in here is because it's a local music kind of focus here on GXC because of this festival happening this weekend, this wonderful music fest, 3 days, indoor, outdoor, all night long type. I mean, I've been listening to the schedule of this thing. Ellen Thurston laid it down. It's just nonstop.
Yeah.
And we are doing an on-air pledge drive. So please support your community radio station, WGXC 90.7. The phone number here is 518-828-0290. Give us a call anytime with your pledge, large or small. And 518-697-7400. It's another number you can call here. Or online at WGXC.org. Community radio. Support your community radio station, especially if you like what you're hearing. So speaking of music, I think we're going to... Can we cruise into another song?
Yeah,
I'd
love to.
You got something in your repertoire there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear another one.
All right.
What you're working on.
Let's do it, Riley.
Okay. So what do we got here? Do we have a title on this one?
This one's called Hudson Truck.
Oh, boy. All right. Hop in the truck, let's go to Hudson to check the sights and see all the people from the city and their newest gadgetry. Guys are scrolling on their iPhones, ladies strolling down the streets, red dot for beer and whiskey. Now you start to tap your feet. Tap your feet. Later on at Club Helsinki, boiled peanuts at the bar, all us people in our sexy, drinking drinks and driving cars. Now I'm driving down the alley, hope that's not a police car. How I wish I was driving those back roads beneath the moon and all those stars. Beneath the moon and all those stars.
Nice. Thank you, Chris.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you. I like that one.
Little abashedly honest song about some conundrums of life.
Yep. Local music focusing on local places and local issues. here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
On that note of local music, though, Kieran, just real quick, when we were mentioning Helsinki, we forgot to mention the Spotty Dog has been doing great. They set up such great opportunities for small acts to come through. And what a great – I play in there sometimes, and what a great place to play because it's small and intimate, and you can have a – you know, it's a different type of crowd you get when it's not an enormous place. So the Spotty Dog's great too. And then Helsinki spent a lot of time making the sound quality of their club pristine. And that is one of the real nice things – at least as a musician especially, is that you're treated so good there. Like, you have the best on stage. It's so phenomenal.
Even as a rowdy pub-goer type,
yeah,
that would be me.
Yeah.
I'm treated so good there. No, they're really great. They're really great. You know, Mark and Deb, we know them from way, way back.
That's right.
Peter and Hillary and Cameron, they luckily hooked up with Hillary and Cameron as well. And I'm pretty darn impressed with Helsinki. And I mean, Spotty Dog too, you know, Basilica Industria. I mean, this is like, these are all projects and buildings and people that are really close to us in a lot of ways. And that, you know, I worked on the Basilica, changing all those windows way up top, half of which are probably broken again, but those birds.
The pigeons. That or the person with the pellet gun trying to
Patrick
shoot
Patrick Doyle giving me a pellet gun, pumping it 18,000 times, saying, just kill them all. Oh, boy. Good old Patrick.
Yeah, I did a bunch of work on the Basilica.
Yeah,
some for
sure
Patrick.
Did.
I've done some for the Stones, too.
That's okay, really so nice. Tony and Melissa, you know, big shout out to them. And, you know, it's just really exciting, you know, what's happening. A lot of times, though, I got to bring it up again. You know, there's got to be a conversation about the not so exciting parts of having massive amounts of people come into your community and change it for the most part, I think it's for the good. But, you know, what I don't like is this sort of division. People rubbing, you know, feathers getting ruffled, as I say.
That's always tough.
And I'm just wondering, what kinds of things can what kind of things can we do to try to make this a more harmonious sort of confluence? You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, what kind of things can we do? I mean, right now, there's great work being done. There's organizations in Hudson that have been here for a while. I heard a great interview with Operation Unite yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Cannell interviewed a bunch of these folks. Low-key had some awesome hip-hop to contribute, mm-hmm. and he just finished a book on the history of Hudson, actually, about whaling and stuff. I think it's a children's book,
yep.
or Henry the Whale,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's right, yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know, people have been doing the work, you know, diata, you know, for so long. And, I'm like I said, I'm still optimistic about what's happening, but...
Kieran, I think, you know, this radio station is a great spot to open up more dialogue and find ways to make this be a conversation to have with many people. And so that we can try to be a little more human and mature about it and not just have our old feathers ruffled so much.
Right. Well, it's this interesting urban-rural sort of collision that tends to happen.
I know.
And there's history behind it. A lot of it's agricultural related when they, you know, the big ag took over and, you know, the little farmers kind of put out. And, you know, it's like you said, it's so hard to point fingers, you know. A lot of it has to do with federal legislation, in my opinion. You know, this is going way back. You know, Hudson has a lot of issues that I feel like I could directly attribute personally to the situation of the HUD grants.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Federal grants. You know, it's like...
Oh, this, Kieran, this is
corrupt,
right.
Corrupt systems. Yeah. I'm not going to go off here.
I don't. Easy, Tiger.
Easy.
But, hey, well, listen, on a short note to that answer, then. A buddy of mine I was talking to, and he was... works on Warren. He runs a great antique shop, and he was guffawing and laughing about something, and we were talking about this kind of complication that different people moving in, and he said, yeah, he said this one person came up here, talk about clueless. They wanted to make it all hip, and so they made a Hudson sticker that says HUD. And he's like, that shows you how clueless they are, because that's the name of the whole problem of Harvard Hudson is HUD. And they made that, like, oval sticker.
We have some over here in the lobby, actually.
Yeah, the HUD thing. And, but that was his joke, and I thought that was kind of, you know, I thought the housing and urban development, I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, the world's crazy and wild, and that's just, that seems to be our style.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, can I play one more song?
I was going to ask you.
Because we're running out of time, and I'm getting a little worried about my worker I've left on the job site. Hey, Max, how's it going? Hey, Jay.
Don't hit the 5-pound lump hammer on your hand.
Watch out for that.
Otherwise, your hands will turn into Newman hands.
Yeah, ogre paws. Well, why don't I do one more song? Is that all right, Kieran?
Yeah, please do. What are we going to hear now?
I think we're going to hear Little Lost.
Just a little?
Well, that's what we say.
Okay.
I have that mic there, pal. All right.
Just a little lost on the corner of somewhere trying hard. And the season's just to stick out in the yard. Step on it twice, starts to tear back the bark, and so it goes back. If you feel a little down, for you in the whole damn town. If there is, it's too good to stick around. I saw your smile beam through that hazy frown. Now that you've come back, wear down this overcoat, hollow smile, this tired frown. Tear down this wall and mow, open sky. Ever in doubt, and you know you don't know what you're talking about. It's nothing new, no special sort of route. It's just a journey coming in the going out. Now that you've come back, just a little quake. Candles tremble, ripples on the lake. Kingfisher flies down for hunger's sake. And the dawn begins, dark begins to break. Now that you've come back, wear down this overcoat, hollow smile, that tired frown. Tear down the wall of mold, open sky and fallow ground. That hollow, tired frown. Tear down the wall and mold, open sky and fallow ground. All this open sky and fallow ground.
That was really great. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Well, Chris Newman, here on Tell It Like It Is, your host.
I know. I'm so glad I got to come on, talk on Tell It Like It Is. I was like, that's kind of perfect. And
yeah.
Ian Reilly,
yeah,
taking on that show for a little bit.
I mean, we could have really been a little more on the irresponsible side and really let it rip.
Max was really hoping I would really let it rip. But I told him I was going to try to have a
right. And
some real
and
responsibility. Don't forget about this.
The awesome on-air pledge drive. Yeah, WGXE is doing the online pledge drive, and we have received an anonymous $1,000 matching grant for this week's pledge drive.
Oh, we love that stuff.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
So $1,000 matching grant. So, and people who make the contribution, if we get to that, we will be matched and be closer and closer to this goal. When you make the donation until we meet the value of the matching grant, you are securing twice that amount for WGXC. So call today at some point or right now, 518-828-0290 or 518-697-7400 or go to WGXC.org or come by our studio at 704 Columbia Street in Hudson. We'd love to see you. So, yeah, support your community radio. This is all volunteer here. We're keeping it going. The programming is getting better and better. I think people are getting a little more and more comfortable and trained and professional before the professional police show up. I've been making jokes about the professional police. I've been hearing them in the corners mumbling.
Yeah, they're terrible mumblers. I think everybody's got the professional police in them.
Dead air. So,
And that number is 828-0290.
That's
right. If you want to call in 828-0290 to pledge money to this great station, also has English Al Jazeera on, Democracy Now! In the morning, great shows from people in town, and maybe some upcoming ones. And
there's more programming. There's applications new programming ready to happen.
Yeah.
New music, all sorts of stuff. I went through a lot of applications. People have been had these program applications in, and it's amazing what people can come up with. It's just really great. And I'm just looking forward more and more to hearing it and the news, too, you know, really being able to get Al Jazeera and Democracy Now!
I find that I like the news a lot. And so the eight Democracy Now! 8 is great for the working guy, a little better than 9.
Yep.
And but then the English Al Jazeera is just fantastic.
Yeah, now they come on again at 6 p.m. now.
I think they do. It took me a bit to figure that out, but that's been really – I really enjoy that because I like having a little bit of extra news source.
Mm-hmm.
And not just BBC or NPR, which is what I have.
Yep. So I'm just looking at this hands-on radio. Jazz Disturbance is happening. Ooh. Oh, let's see. That's actually tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just want to make that quick announcement. Cheryl Kay, she is going to be interviewing and hosting the bassist Michael Biscio. And this looks like a really interesting interview. That's happening tonight. I just want to pitch her show, 7 p.m. tonight here on 90.7, Jazz Disturbance with Michael Bisio. Cheryl Kay is just fantastic with her show. They say this guy, Bisio, astounds audiences with the beauty of his tone and intensity of his very personal musical language. Mm. Yeah. He appears over 50 CDs that he's on. He's a leader on 10 CDs, and he co-leads 7 duet recordings. On and on and on. This guy's been around. So we are starting to wrap up our time a little bit here.
Hey, Kieran, one thing that when we were talking earlier, one of the points that I was hoping to bring up a little bit with you, and also maybe, I don't know, I would love to, it'd be great to encourage more conversation on this one, is that I really thought watching the national debt debate or not,
fiasco,
was that the most telling part to me was that it shows very clearly that we are being held hostage by a two-party system. They're like whores in Vegas. They have total great odds. And if we had a parliamentary democracy, and then if there's 7% Green Party in New York State, we get 7% representation. And if we had a democracy more like that, we would have to work more by consensus. You couldn't play that my side or your side racket, because like the thing that really bums me out and that the most is that I know that you and I, even if we think we're pretty left, we disagree on a lot of things.
Right.
I got buddies on the right.
Yeah.
That I disagree with them totally, but they're my friends. Like, just their political belief is not going to make me not like them. And I found in my life that there's a lot of people like that. You know, like even your own parents, you find out they're going to have some views different than you.
Right.
Everybody's different. And so to polarize things like we've been doing is really bad for the social form of our country, even, because we all don't live that way. We have to work together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We can't do what they're doing. We have to compromise, and we have to come together. And your own views, if you try to make them win over someone else, you're becoming a fundamentalist, which is actually one of the most dangerous ways to be.
Right. I am not a fundamentalist.
I'm not a fundamentalist.
I believe in fundamental courtesy. Yeah.
That's nice. But you know what I mean?
Positivity.
Like, wouldn't it be
you
good?
You could be fundamentalist about some things, like,
oh yeah,
I don't know, kindness.
I guess so.
The fundamental essence of kindness.
Unless the whip comes out because you're not being
you
kind.
You would be kind.
Whip you till you're kind.
Yeah,
but you
the
know,
contradictions
so
of the world. Yeah, well, thank you for that. Yeah, that's a really good point. And I guarantee you at some point here on Tell It Like It Is, I really hope that we're doing Christina Malice off of, I don't know if she's tuned in right now, but she'll probably listen to this show. And I hope that we're doing the show justice today. She's very brave to allow me to take the helm here and take over for the hour. And big shout out to Christina. And
yeah.
Thanks for that point. We'll be talking about this issue again. But you wanted to say something else?
Sure. Yeah, I just got sent over a note from Phil who said that the representatives who held up the debt increase represent areas with the lowest population. Which doesn't that just go to figure?
You know, interesting.
Like, yeah.
Phil's here in the studio helping with some technical things. So I want to also thank Phil Grant for being here this hour and also making that point about the representation.
Oh,
I think we got a long way to go in trying to really approach true, I think, well, for lack of a better word, democracy.
Yeah, or like a more full version, let's say, you know, like more inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Chris. I think we're going to sign off. I might have another song to play. I got to throw a song in here. This is more on, I'm sorry, Chris, but it's not local. And it's also slightly hip-hoppy.
That's all right.
But let me tell you, I've seen this guy live, and he is all about positive change, people power, bringing the power to the people.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
Michael Franti.
That's right, Michael Franti.
So I think we're going to play a Michael Franti track. It's already in there, number two. Track two is, this one is called Yell
Don't
Fire.
Forget your pledging, 828-0290.
That's
828-0290, send in a pledge.
Or wgxc.org. Give
Ciao.
Us a phone call. And thanks again, Chris.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. never come with a warning. A revolution never sends you an omen. A revolution just arrived like the morning. Ring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring. They're telling you to never worry about the future. They're telling you to never worry about the torture. They're telling you that you will never see the horror. Spend it all today and we will bill you tomorrow. Three-piece suits and bank accounts in Bahamas. Wall Street crime will never send you to the slammer. Tell all the children in the arms of the mamas, the F-15 is a homicide bomber. TV commercial for a popper pill culture. Drug companies circling like a vulture. Amaraki babies with the G.I. Joe father. 10 years from now, is anybody gonna bother you? Fire! Revolution never come with a warning. A revolution. Everyone addicted to the same nicotine. Everyone addicted to the same gasoline. Everyone addicted to a technicolor screen. Everybody trying to get their hands on the same green. From the banks of the river to the banks of the greedy. All of the riches taken back by the needy. We come from the country and we come from the city. Play us on a record, you can play us on a CD. All the shit you giving us is fertilizer. The seeds that you planted, you can never brutalize. Tell a corporation you can never globalize. Like Peter Tosh said, legalize it. Girls and boys hear the bass and the treble. Rumble in the speakers and it make you wanna rebel. Throw your hands up, take it to another level. And you never, ever, ever make a deal with the devil. Yeah, fire. Never send you an omen. Revolution never come with a warning.